You are in very good voice, and that's wonderful. Do you know that carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, brings back many memories for me? I grew up in Zimbabwe, and we had quite a big yard, and my dad used to raise chickens. Free range, of course. And on Christmas morning, I have this memory that Christmas after Christmas, my dad would get up early. He'd go and let the chickens out. He'd feed them. And he'd sing at the top of his voice, "Hark, the herald angels sing," badly out of tune. But it was part of our Christmas, and it was part of our Christmas morning. You probably don't have the same Christmas morning memory as I do. I wonder what Christmas is like in your houses. I know. A Christmas with all the trimmings, beautifully decorated trees in the corner of the house, in the corner of the lounge, decked out with tinsel and baubles and an angel and a star on top, lights twinkling outside. Your dad or your uncle, they hate putting them up every year, but they do it anyway. Carols playing with everybody singing out of tune, a roast in the oven, all the trimmings, crispy roast potatoes, pigs in blankets, white sauce or maybe cranberry, Christmas pud or maybe a Yule log even. All the appropriate drinks for adults and children. And most important of all, isn't this true in your houses? Children, I bet you've got these things. Presents under the tree. They're all specially chosen. They're all wrapped up for us. All the trimmings, they help us to get us into the mood of Christmas, don't they? Sometimes, though, the anticipation of that exciting day can lead to some of the things going slightly wrong and things that we haven't planned for. A bit like that journey that Mary and Joseph had to make. Sheep poo on the way. Not very much fun. Maybe the dinner burns. Maybe Mum is feeling grumpy because nobody appreciates all the time that she's spent getting ready for the visitors. Maybe the visiting family, lovely as they are, just sit and eat and drink. Or maybe the children are overexcited and they're just charging around all over the house, screaming. No, it wouldn't be happening in your house, I'm sure, but I have known it to happen. Perhaps your grandfather or somebody in the family seems to be eating and drinking and drinking and drinking. Maybe there's somebody who has the present that they were hoping for, opens it up, but it's not quite right, and with all the excitement, expresses their disappointment in a very grumpy way. Or perhaps, and this does happen in our neighbourhoods, Christmas is just very lonely. Maybe you're on your own, or maybe your children, it's their turn to go to your ex's parents or to your ex. Sometimes Christmas isn't quite as we hoped it would be. And of course we know that Christmas isn't just about the presents, about the poppers, about all the excitement, the turkey, the mulled wine, the lights, the candles, the carols. These are lovely things. They're things that we do when we celebrate and get together. But at the heart of Christmas, and I'm sure you would have heard the theme coming through today, at the heart of Christmas is relationship. It's relationship with God, the good news that God is with us. Not God with us because we're perfect, not God with us because we get everything right, but God with us because he loves us. Christmas is about giving, yes. It is about special people. It is about special celebrations. But there would be no mystery, would there? There'd be no light. There'd be no celebration if God hadn't come that first Christmas to dwell with us in Christ Jesus. He is the light of the world, our hope in the darkness. He is the one who loves us. Jesus sent from God, God with us. So no matter what your relationships are or your life is, no matter how perfect or maybe not so perfect it is, I'd like to invite you, and I'd also like to challenge you to join us on a journey. And the journey is a journey of following Jesus, the light of the world. He's been sent from God because he loves us. He is God with us. And if you don't know where or how to start, at the end of the service, we're going to give you a couple of little books. One is for the adults, and that is a little book that's partly been put together by Justin Welby, the Church of England. And it has a little something for each day of the 12 days of Christmas, a thought, a meditation, a few verses to read from Scripture. And if you're a child, there's a little booklet for you as well, and it's called The Greatest Journey, and it is about the YouTube clip that we just watched. It's all about that journey for you to get your adults or you to read. So remember, Christmas is about all those good things, but also about God with us.